Domestic and international visitors flocked to New York City during the warmer months to visit famous sites, including the Statue of Liberty, a copper colossus given to the U.S. by the French, dedicated in 1886. The 93-meter-tall landmark of American freedom is such a huge draw that some tourists shell out $5 to $10 to get a picture with a miniature version. Monica and her family traveled from Washington, D.C. for the day and didn't have time to visit the actual statue.
Yeah, I know it's not the real one, but it's, to be up close as personal as that is, it has great meaning to it for them on their first trip here to New York City.
Alberto is a statue impersonator. He is one of many VOA Met, and all of whom are originally from Latin America. Alberto is from Colombia and spoke to us with his mask on.
Me gusta porque es un traje artístico y hago que la gente esté feliz.
I make people happy. If someone is sad, I make them laugh. Kids like it a lot, and that makes me like this job a lot more.
Alberto has been portraying Lady Liberty for 4 years. He calls his work a form of art and a way to survive in this country. While he doesn't charge, he does ask for donations. It often takes as much as 14 hours to raise $100.
Y la gente nos da, uno da un poquito, otro da mucho.
Some people give more than others, but we do our job with all our heart. We welcome all tourists to New York. The Statue of Liberty will welcome you.
Just like Lady Liberty herself welcomes immigrants with her torch and famous inscription, "Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free." A quote as relevant today as it was over 120 years ago. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.